I'm Brian Turner with MyFM News. Today, I'm very happy speaking with Marlene Spruett. She is the Green Party candidate for our riding coming up to the February 27th election. Thank you so much for joining us today, Marlene.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let's start off with the basics. What are the main issues, or what do you think the main issues are facing our riding's residents at this election?
So at this election, I'm very sad to say that the issues are the same as they were in the last election. Doug Ford hasn't done anything to fix healthcare. In fact, access to healthcare has gotten worse over the last 3 years. Cost of living is still an issue for local residents. Housing, as part of the cost of living issue, perhaps less so in the rural areas than in the urban, but housing is still an issue. And just general access to internet and connectivity remains a problem for rural residents.
What are your plans or your party's plans to address these issues?
Well, again, we still have pretty much the same plans because most of them haven't been utilized. Ford's cherry-picked a few items from our master housing plan, which was released in 2022, and we're talking about building 250 units of housing in rural areas that will be supportive and funded, so supported living and geared to income living. So that's our focus, to increase that housing availability. And in terms of healthcare, we're still very much trying to make sure that mental healthcare becomes part of the complete healthcare package, and that every resident in Ontario has access to a primary care provider, whether that be a family physician or a nurse practitioner. And we do that by building and properly funding more multidisciplinary teams in every community. Should have, based on the population, certain number of funded positions that are assigned to that region that can be taken up by either family physicians or nurse practitioners.
We've got a historic event happening right now with the threat of very steep U.S. tariffs on our exports into their country and the threat of countervailing tariffs on products and services coming into our country from the U.S. How do you propose, or how does your party propose, to protect local interests in dealing with this? Many have called a looming trade war.
Yeah, for sure it is. And it's really stressing Canadians. A lot of this has to be sorted out at the federal level, but the province can do things to support it. We certainly need to reduce interprovincial trade barriers so the farm here in Ontario can ship things easily to the farm in Quebec and doesn't have to look at a market in the States. And we need to support, just in general, our farmers and our small businesses so that they're not squeezed out by the very large corporations, and people can get services and goods locally.
What do you bring to the table in terms of experience or knowledge or voter relations to this election?
Well, certainly my background as a physician, I've talked with thousands of patients over the years and know the system pretty much inside and out. And things have worsened since I left active practice, but I'm familiar with that and can identify some of the easy, quick fixes. And I managed, as a medical officer of health, managed a large corporation, and so have some business background and understand government operations and relations with funded organizations in the province. Climate change, which is an underlying issue, of course, primary one for Greens, which is affecting our economics, is costing us money, costing us higher insurance rates, costing higher food prices, and affecting our health.
What do you think the solution is to climate change?
Well, we certainly have to move a little faster to electrify and reduce our use of greenhouse gases. And so we need to support small businesses and individuals in that transition and reduce our use of fossil fuels.
Have you been out speaking to voters? Have you been out canvassing on the trail? What's been the response?
Pretty good. I mean, the same issues are there. I think there's always some reticence from individuals about voting green because it hasn't ever been a power party. Most of them agree with our platforms, our opinions, and they all love Mike Schreiner, but they're a bit shy about shifting away from the traditional parties that they've voted for in the past.
How can people learn more? How can they connect with you and your party if they want to learn more about your platforms and
Well,
policies?
the Green Party of Ontario has a website. Policies and statements are there. I have a very small website. We have a small campaign team, which is led at frontenacgreenparty.com. And certainly they can reach out directly and email me, marlenespruitt@gpo.ca.
Thank you very much for taking the time today to speak to us about these very important issues and how your party and you plan on addressing them. And we wish you all the best on February 27th.